Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program we're going to hear from Bonnie Verberg, director of the Vermeer Windmill, about the Fall Festival at the Pella Historical Village and the Vermeer Windmill's 10th birthday celebration. All right, well today, Bonnie, we're going to be talking about the Fall Festival here at the Historical Village. First off, give me a brief overview of what the Fall Festival is.
Well, the Fall Festival has been going on for a long time, well over 40 years, and it's always taken place out in the Historical Village Museum and sort of celebrates harvest, I guess, for lack of a better term. We celebrate sort of in an old-fashioned way. We have people operating a lot of our different equipment, I guess you might say, out in the village, like the water mill actually grinds grain during Fall Festival, and there's people in the blacksmith shop building things, whatever they make out of iron. The steam engine runs, so you hear the whistle blowing all over town from the steam engine. There'll be somebody in the woodworker shop crafting tools, using old-fashioned tools. There'll probably be someone out in the log cabin spinning wool. There'll be somebody braiding rugs, quilters, just all kinds of things that are kind of lost arts sometime in today's society.
So do a lot of communities still have a harvest festival? I know back in the olden days it used to be a little more common to celebrate when all your food was being harvested, but is it common now?
You know, I think there's a fair amount of fall festivals. When I look at, you know, websites and in the Des Moines Register and so forth, you'll see them going on here and there, but often they'll be like at a pumpkin patch or an apple orchard. So I guess it might be a little bit unusual, but I know Nelson Pioneer Farms had a fall festival, and I think Marion County Park does something for fall. So I think in this part of the country anyway, it's fairly common for museums to do something.
So what are some of the highlights of the fall festival?
Well, it's always, for one thing, it's just fun to see activity out in the museum. I mean, the museum's a great place to tour. Things are labeled, and there's a lot of things to see any day of the week that you go out there. But it's only during tulip time and during Fall Festival that you actually see artisans working out there. And so it just gives it a different flavor and a different feel. There's also a flower show that goes on, and the garden club sets up floral arrangements in the different buildings. And so that's a lot of fun to look at and see the different styles of arrangements people have. We usually, in the bakery during Fall Festival, there'll be some food served. They'll serve some soup for lunch on Saturday, and they'll serve some coffee time food during the rest of the time. So it's just kind of a neat time to see all that. But then in addition to that Fall Festival this year, during Fall Festival, we'll have the Dutch Flea Market, and that's just kind of been renewed the last couple of years, and we've had some great success with that. We limit it to items that have some relativity to Pella. For instance, they need to be something Dutch. They can be tulip, they can be blue delf, they can be wooden shoes, or maybe they're Dutch history books or Pella history books or Pella advertising. And this year we've got a great selection. We've got some Hindelopen wall panels, we've got a stop horse serving tray, we have a Rembrandt poster of the prodigal son, and then we've got some delft and some tulip things, and just a huge variety of things that I think people will be interested in. One of the most rare things I have is a book that's an old souvenir history of Pella that is no longer available for sale. And they're very difficult to come up with. It's actually a 2-volume set, and I only have volume 1. But if somebody's looking for that, they'll want to come to the flea market. And that the Fall Festival and the flea market all start at 1 o'clock on Friday. And it will go from 1 to 5 on Friday. The festival actually ends at 4, but the interpretive center is where the flea market is open till 5, and will open again at 9 o'clock on Saturday. So I would encourage people to come in and shop at that.
And you're looking for volunteers to kind of help out around the village during all this activity, aren't you?
We do. We're always looking for people to be in the various rooms outdoors and sort of guide traffic and talk to it. The Friday afternoon of the Fall Festival, we have a lot of school children come in. And so it's just good to have people in the other rooms sort of telling kids about things and keeping their interest so that they're interested in not touching things and not breaking things. We want to remind people, too, that during Fall Festival, we're going to have the open house for the windmill. It's the windmill's 10th birthday celebration. We were supposed to have celebrated the 5th of July, and the weather was just horribly hot. And so we've postponed it to this Friday night, and we'll be having an open house of the windmill from 5 to 6:30. want to invite as many people to come tour it. Everybody who said they weren't going to tour it till the mill was free, well, this might be your opportunity. It's free. We will take your donations, however. From 5 to 6:30, we'll be serving birthday cake to celebrate. And Davis Vocals will be playing some Dutch music. So Friday evening is your opportunity to see the Vermeer Windmill up and close and personal.
So if people want to get involved with this fall festival, how can they get in contact with someone to help out?
Well, they should probably call the business office, and that number is 628-2409, and they'll get hold of Iris, and she will be happy to schedule them in a spot that works for their schedule and their interest, as well as what we have available.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today, and I look forward to the festival.
Thanks. We'll look forward to you coming over.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've talked with Bonnie Verberg at the Vermeer Windmill about the Fall Festival at the Pella Historical Village and the 10th birthday of the Vermeer Windmill celebration. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.